This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and live the life of your dreams in less than 10 minutes a month. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. Ever hear of appreciation marketing? I hadn't either until I ran across the book by Tommy Watt and Curtis Luzzi. It's called Appreciation Marketing. I liked it so much that I gave it to all of my clients and told them to read it. Now, I don't know whether they read it or not, but they all have a copy of the book. Tommy and Curtis show you how gratitude is probably the best way to market, and Curtis, my guest today, will explain more. Curtis, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you so much, Ruth. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I don't know how I found out about your book, but I'm really glad that I did because it's a very different way of looking at marketing and one that actually makes a whole lot of sense. So why don't you just give us the whole premise of the book and then I want to delve into some really chapters that I really liked in the book, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, appreciation marketing, you know, at its core is really sending out without expectation of getting something in return. And it seems like common sense, it's just not common practice, especially in business, because people are always they're sending out to try to get something in return, yet they're disguising it as appreciation and gratitude, which rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You want people to smile. You want to have that good energy on the receiving end. So there's a lot of ways to do it. And in the book, we talk about a lot of different ways to do it and how to stand out.
Yeah.
Stand out. Be different.
One of the things that you send a thank you note, and I don't remember where in the book it is, but it's like, send a thank you note and you put your business card in it. Send the frigging thank you note.
Right? Yeah, you know, at 100%, like chapter 5 of a book is called Chocolate Frosted Dog Crap. And, you know, in that book, it's really like if you're sending out to show appreciation and gratitude, keep it that way. Don't send a card that says, hey, happy birthday, Ruth. I hope everything's going great with Contractor Sense and your family and business. Oh, by the way, I'm never too busy for your referral, you know, or Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. Never too busy for your referrals, or the best way you can compliment me is send me a warm referral. You know, like there's those types of things where it seems like they're showing appreciation, they're celebrating you, yet instead they're trying to get something in return. It's what we call, you know, sending out poopaganda. Lands differently. It becomes, people smell it when they open it up. From afar, it looks like a piece of chocolate cake with frosting on it until it gets up close and then it, you know, gets thrown away and it just lands with a different type of a message.
Yeah. And I want to go to the next chapter, which is plant a tomato garden. You and I are very different. I have a green thumb. You obviously don't, or either you or Tommy doesn't. I'm not sure which one.
Oh. Yeah.
So let's talk about tomato, and it's not planting a tomato garden. Yeah.
Yeah, tomato, see, TOMA, like in business, people know what TOMA, top of mind awareness, like, you know, think of now. Really planting a tomato garden is really planting seeds where people see everybody has this invincible door behind them that only they can open. And they have a whole bunch of people that they know that you don't know. And you want them to open up that door and that likability and trust factor that helps them open up that door. So tomato stands for top of mind awareness through others. It's tapping into their network. So you don't want to be, you know, the plumber or the contractor. You want to be my contractor, my plumber, my landscaper, you know, my pool guy. And so it's a different level of energy. And somebody's not referring three people. There's only one that comes to mind, one real estate agent, one financial advisor. And so how do you make that happen? And it's just adding deposits and looking for ways to go out of your way and showing that you care. See, there's two main reasons why somebody's not going to come back to do business again with you or refer you business. One is either they don't remember you. Number two is perceived indifference, which is a fancy way of saying they don't think that you actually care. So when you're remembered and you show that you care, you go to the top of the list, you earn more repeat business, you earn more referral business. And that's one of the main reasons why I created amcards.com as a system to go along with these philosophies and these principles that we talk about.
Yeah. And the thing is it doesn't happen overnight either. It takes time.
It does. It does. Just like, you know, planting a tomato garden. It takes time. You plant the seeds, you know, you got to water the seeds, you nurture the seeds, they pop through the ground, and before you know it, you get, you know, you're harvesting fruit. And it's the same thing in business, except that when you're planting these seeds, you know, you might expect that it's going to come directly from there. But appreciation marketing is like, you know, you're planting and you're nurturing, but then also the energy that you're giving off is that it could be coming from other areas. That's why I feel like, you know, luck seems to land in your lap, and God or universe, whatever it is that you believe in, it's like the sales gods, they bless you the more that you're putting out this type of energy. I feel that when you're sending out and you're appreciating and recognizing and congratulating people for whether it's a life event that's happening or somebody just ran a marathon and they just raised a bunch of money for a cause and you're celebrating that. I'm not talking about just posting on Facebook in a comment section, in the comment, or liking it or loving it, or it's doing that extra little bit. And what we talk about is showing up in their mailbox, not their inbox. Be different, you know, yeah. Be remembered, not deleted.
Well, how many people, I mean, look at the mail you get every day. I mean, you know, a real, honest to God, thank you note in the mail is going to be noticed. The email that says thank you, as you say, gets deleted. The other thing that really got me about the tomato thing was not to put your seeds on blacktop.
Interesting. Yes. You know, plant them in fertile ground.
Yeah. And
yeah,
so
you wouldn't just like, you wouldn't just throw it out there and expect them to grow, you know? So same thing, is like, it takes time and nurturing and having the right, you know, the water and the soil and those types of things. It does take time. In certain professions, it's different. Some people have more of an impulse buy, but you know, some of your clients and some of the contractors, it takes time. You know, it's not just maybe always a one call close done. It's you know, nurturing them when maybe they get a piece of their house done. And then next thing you know, they're investing in more. Like, I work with a lot of contractors on my end as well. And so maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at least, you know, what I've seen over the years is a lot of times I don't get a phone call or an email or something that says, you know, I've listened to 200 of your contractor sense. I think I get a sense of you. Yeah, they will, listening to 200 of them. But, you know, sometimes it just takes time. You know, that's once a week, that's 200 weeks, you know, from there. So before we take a break, if somebody wants to get a copy of Appreciation Marketing or wants to contact either Tommy or you, how do they do that?
You can go to appreciationmarketing.com. However, we're redoing our, probably by the time people are listening to this, we'll have it updated on Amazon. So we just ordered a whole bunch more books here recently, but they can also go to appreciationmarketing.com/audiobook and listen to it for free. We're also on Audible. So if you like to listen, it's on Audible for, you know, a few bucks. It's pretty inexpensive on there. It's a great listen.
You know, contractors are listeners. Come on.
They're in the trucks all the time. They're running around. They're working in their business. So
that's
yeah.
That's right. Very good. All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, "I can't," are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? By knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. We're talking about appreciation marketing. And if you have not read this book, it's very easy to listen to in your truck, just like Contractor Sense, but it's also very easy to read. And it's a very different way of looking at the world, one that really actually will make sense to you. And do it. It's not something that you can snap your fingers and just do it once. It's something that, you know, if you truly appreciate your customers, which I'm sure that you do some of the things in this book. So, all right, let's get back to my favorite parts of the book. Breakfast of Champions and not Wheaties.
So it really start. It's really just living in a state of gratitude. You know, I'll never forget. There was my business partner and I. We ran a really successful event. It was a live event in Houston, Texas, years ago. And we're just on an all time. We're just on a high. Like we're getting on the airplane to fly back to the East Coast, and this was in. And he, it was raining. It was raining like crazy outside, and like so, we get on the plane and. We're taking off the runway. It's raining and it's all cloudy. And then we, as soon as we pierce through the clouds, it was so bright and intense, and everybody's reaching for their shades to pull it down. And he looks at me and he goes, "Curtis, it's always sunny above the clouds."
That's
and
another sun- chapter.
That became a chapter in the book. But as we're talking about that, he's like, you know, I live my life, because his mother unfortunately passed when she was in her like mid 40s from cancer. And he was young. He was in his 20s. And like, you know, it was really hard for him. But one of the things that his mom really was a grateful person. Like she always looked for the positives in people, positives in life. And, you know, that really rubbed off on Tommy. And he's one of the most charismatic people that I've ever met in my life, and blessed to be able to have him as a best friend and as a business partner. And, you know, he said, he's like, when you start your morning off with a sense of gratitude, it the whole day shifts, you know? And so that was really, I love that chapter, you know, because I think that if people do start off with just thinking about what's positive, what they're grateful for, you know, it attracts more, you know, what you appreciate appreciates.
And also making sure, you know, an event's an event. It, you know, that's why I look at the world these days anyway. All right, let's talk about the popcorn principle. Another one of my favorites.
Yeah, the popcorn principle really is, you know, it's another one you assign to like plant the tomato garden. It's kind of takes some time. When Tommy grew up, he was telling me, he's like, you know, we did things a little different with the popcorn. You know, we threw it on there on the stove and moved around the pan. And he goes, but, you know, nowadays you just pop a bag of popcorn in the microwave and put it on. And you don't even have to know how long it needs to go. Just hit the button that says popcorn and go. And, you know, it's same thing here. It's like you wouldn't expect it. It takes some time, but then once it starts going, the momentum builds and you have a full bag of popcorn in no time. But in the beginning, you say you wouldn't just take it out of the microwave at 30 seconds or at 45 seconds and say, this is not working, and throw it away. Or you wouldn't take it out and just take a blowtorch to it and just say, I'm going to make this speed up the process, put a blowtorch on the popcorn and try to make it all pop. You wouldn't do that. So, you know, in business and in life, you know, there's things that we need to do with like in sequence. And, you know, yes, we want everything to happen like yesterday, and we'd love to be able to close that next deal and move on. And, but you know, with the popcorn principle, really, it takes some time, but once it starts popping, you know, it's, you know, I like to always double down on the momentum and you know, it's, what was your biggest takeaway out of that? Cause you know, I love talking about that and talk about the momentum.
Yeah, it's the thing is that, all right, first you plant the seed and pop, one comes up. And then the next one, pop, comes up. And I was also, my mom made popcorn. We put oil in a pan. We put the popcorn kernels in the pan. We shook the pan or circled the pan or whatever you want to call it these days with the cover on it. And it went pop, pop, pop. And, you know, so it brought back that, but it also made the analogy between that and actually, all right, you plant a seed, pop, the first thing comes, then the next one. And then as you're right, all of a sudden it just starts going. And the thing is that go ahead.
Yeah. And what you were saying, it just kind of popped in my head. Like, you know, you're talking about this, is that, you know, with contractors and stuff and I work with a lot of contractors as well. And there's many of them are so focused working in their business, right? And they're not working on their business as much. So when they come across something like this, they're like, I would love to do more of this kind of stuff, but how? When I'm trying to chase down my last invoice and get paid, I have to, you know, do this other proposal for this next job. And then I have to, you know, I got a crew over here and a crew over here, and I got to manage them all. And there's just so many plates they have to spin, and they want to land that next deal, close that next deal, move on. And the most valuable asset that we have is our past customer list.
That's right.
Yet most exactly. people are not doing anything to be able to nurture and to be able to water and put the proper nutrients to be able to earn repeat referral business and stuff like that. So, you know, Ruth, that was one of the main reasons why I created AM Cards. AM Cards, AM stands for Appreciation Marketing, and it's a set it and forget it system. So if somebody just closes a deal, they can click one button, have a box of gourmet fudge brownies with a thank you card that goes out the next day. And then for the next 3 years, they're getting holiday cards and they're getting just staying in touch with them. And those types of things are nurturing. It's planting those seeds. It's, and next, you know, they save these cards and they tell their neighbor, and it's all, that's called kind of part of the popcorn principle, is doing those little things. So when it starts popping, it's like, wow, I got a phone call over here. Oh my God, that client from 2 years ago just called to thank me for their birthday card. And I didn't even realize, I forgot that I even, you know, scheduled it to go out. So those are the types of things that, you know, some real nuts and bolts things that people can look to implement in their business to be able to have the popcorn principle really be in effect.
Yeah. And they say, how do I do it? I mean, a lot of times I get asked, you know, how do you write all the books that you write? You know, number one, it's like exercise. It's not want to do it. You just make the time to do it. So you make the time to do this. You know, if it's an hour a week and you can do it in 15 minutes a day, you just take those 15 minutes a day and just do it. It just becomes a habit, a part of what you do every day. That's really the-
You make it a priority. Yeah, you got to make it a priority. It's like, you know, people talk about that relationships are important to them, yet what are they actually doing? When you evaluate your database and take an audit on it and say, what are you doing for the people that you've closed over the last year, 2-3 years? Because there's tons of opportunity within those customers to be able to attract more business and retain and you know, make sure that they remember you. They know that you care. So that way you can earn that repeat and that referral business. And, you know, I think you and I are a lot alike. And part of the reason why you invited me on the podcast is because, you know, doing those little things that make you stand out. And repeat and referral business is the highest profitable type of business too.
Yes.
You're not there, you know, getting the least, referred is probably not five or other people.
Yeah. Well, not only that, it doesn't, the cost is minimal compared to other things like social media and direct mail and radio and advertising and all that sort of fun stuff. Final thoughts.
Yeah. Final thoughts. Well, what are your
You're my guest. You get to do final thoughts.
Okay. my final thoughts is this, is that you want a secure future business and you want to, you know, kind of future-proof your business, if you will, start now and figure out what systems can you put in place. And systems are important because systems run without you. And if you're one of those people that working in their business so much, it's so hard to work on their business, just start with just like maybe one thing. And if that one thing would be, well, I just want to make sure that I get holiday cards out every year. What's the best way to do that? Well, plan it and put it in your calendar and make it happen. I know somebody that he was a financial advisor, for instance, and he came to me and says, hey, I want to send this holiday card and I want to put my logo all over it and this and that. I was like, oh, can I make a suggestion? I was like, how about you do this? I just saw you post on Facebook a while ago, your beautiful picture of your two kids and your wife. You had a blanket on the side hill. And why don't you put that and make that a holiday from my family to yours? Just want to wish you a happy and healthy holiday season. Don't say anything about business, nothing. They know what you do. You work with them.
Yeah.
He sent it out to 300 people. He said he didn't go see. I had so many people. I didn't even know you had a second child. Oh my gosh. And like, it's those conversations. See, here's what conversations do. The cards, they lead to conversations. Conversations lead to opportunities. Opportunities lead to closed business. It's just the way it is. More conversations, the more opportunities that come up. So these types of things will spark more opportunities. And I'm, you know, biased, but I think that like, that's one of the main reasons I spoke like on stages all over the world, and it was, I didn't really have a system that would be able to help execute this. So now that we have AM cards and that and have do that, that's why one of the main reasons why I put that together is to help busy business professionals that know that relationships are important, help them create, build, maintain, so they can earn that repeat and that referral business that they deserve.
Sounds great. AMcards.com if you want to check that out. And also, you can check out Appreciation Marketing on Audible and get that.
Yes.
Curtis, thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate you, and thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun. You brought up some these chapters that I love and enjoy talking about, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.
Awesome.